You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
Oh, beautiful, full spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain.
Antifa is not just an idea. Take it from this Portland resident who looks like a dime store Marilyn Manson with all of his ribs, who even admits that he has friends who are a part of Antifa.
I have a lot of friends who are part of the Antifa who go to these protests. I personally don't really go to them, but I do support the left. Oh, last time I got into a fight, so I try to stay away from stuff that gets violent.
With all the terrible things I could say about him, I'm actually very happy that he's made at least one good decision I can confirm in his life, which was not to join the group known as Antifa. In fact, Antifa is so real and such a major threat, and in fact, so widely spread around the country, that not only myself, but some close friends and many others in this country make a full-time living covering their actions across this entire nation. Even look at my coverage of Antifa and the Proud Boys back in Washington, D.C. in 2019, where both groups seem to recognize that each other are real organizations.
The Antifa guys say they never get violent. I asked them about Andy Ngo. The guy was just like, oh, yeah, kind of.
As someone converting to Judaism currently, a black eye and some vegan milkshakes to the head are much less severe than people getting beaten and killed in the streets.
So it seems like there's a lot of disconnect and confusion as to what's actually happening on the ground.
The Proud Boys have been showing up to rallies in the Pacific Northwest. They have cornered people. They have beaten them with batons. They have threatened to kill people. They've harassed various figures on the left.
Conservatives tend to be more realistic and admit what's going on. For some reason, the lefties cover their faces and then lie about what's going on.
Gone to their homes, threatened them. And I think getting a fucking vanilla milkshake on them or getting a black eye is weak compared to the literal.
So you're saying it's what's it called? Like pushback from what's already was happening. Like it's not like you're saying that the left isn't instigating, they're protecting, right?
Yeah, if you see someone from the left, initiate something, it's because something was already done against the left.
And their idea that Proud Boys is a hate group, which it isn't, gets three guys facing felony assault, felony gang riot. Those guys are going to jail.
You know they would disagree with you.
Of course.
So since people believe both sides, who do you feel like the media is more in the favor of? Do you feel like they're more in the favor of spinning left-wing or right-wing activists as being more violent or more of a threat?
They're always going to spin left-wing activists as more violent. They've been doing it since the Red Scare and even before that.
We're named after a song in the musical Aladdin. It's called f***ing around. And yeah, they do get violent when people pick fights with them. It's called normal blue-collar patriotic Americans.
I mean, you're going to see in the news, something white supremacist does this. But at the end of the day, people watching the news who aren't necessarily as informed are going to view the left as more of a threat.
Black power.
Look. People join groups all the time. They join Facebook groups, they join clubs at the local community center, even maybe card-playing game groups at the local senior citizen center. I don't know. But when someone gets together and says, we're a group of people that have a specific mission and we oppose another group, I just take them at their word. But other people might be saying, well, this isn't evidence that this is a real and genuine group of people. Well, I'm going to lay out the case on today's episode that this is a real movement of organized groups that are linked together by a shared ideology And if you didn't know about this before, well, you're going to leave here with a lot of ammo to continue to combat the lying narratives that a lot of people are pushing right now, including Biden, who is saying essentially that, I don't know, Antifa is just an idea. Before we get into that, I'll let you know who isn't pro-Antifa and who definitely is not trying to smash fash. That's Black Rifle Coffee Company, you guys. Not only are they veteran-owned and veteran-operated, where that would mean that if they had to go to war, they would actually fight real fascists. And they fought real enemies, not just people they disagreed with. Black Rifle Coffee Company makes the best cup of coffee in America. It's extremely good. I drink it every single morning. I love it. It gets me going in my day, makes me a better person, as I always say. But if you go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive using my code right now, you can get 20% off your first order. And I want to remind you, though, that if you go on there, check out the Black Rifle Coffee Club. It's absolutely amazing. You get whatever you want. Coffees, they have whole beans, ground roast, coffee rounds for your Keurig, canned coffee. My favorite's espresso with cream. I always tell you that. It's true. It's delicious. But if you go to the blackriflecoffee.com/offensive, you can get 20% off your first order, plus get free shipping on that coffee club. Get whatever you want delivered straight to your home or office. Please check it out today. Support them, support us by supporting them, and support your own attitude by actually waking up with the right cup of coffee every morning. Anyway, let's actually talk about how, first, this is a group of people that I'm going to prove to you how they are an organized system of groups, and then I'm going to talk to you about the movement and then the ideology that links them all on today's episode. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive with your most unlikable non-Antifa associated host, me, Elijah Schaefer. It's a guarantee that I can give you every single week. There is no anti-fascism according to today's standards in this show, only real anti-fascism, and also, like I like to say, anti-communism as well. Anyway, Antifa is too stupid to not actually be on Twitter. We have an award show for their main accounts today where I'm going to showcase them. I encourage you to follow them online. Antifa's real in Long Beach, coming in last place with 5.5 thousand followers. Long Beach Antifa is famous for having a very deformed looking leader named Melted Candleface, which I am very familiar with and who broke one of my cameras. This idea is so strong, they're physically capable of destroying physical property. Now, following behind is Richmond, Virginia, also known for a blackface or perhaps KKK-wearing governor, which both are pretty bad looks. Seven Hills Antifa, a real group of people that has over 10.3 thousand followers and directly organizes online. On top of that, trailing right ahead is our good old Atlanta Antifa. The East Coast is really showing up the West Coast, but don't take it for granted, what East Coast. You're about to get put to shame by our favorite people on the West Coast. Guys, here we go. Coming in tying is Rose City Antifa, which is also known as Portland Antifa, with 39.8 thousand followers. Now, you might be saying, well, this is pretty small. Well, actually, Portland's not a very, very big city, only a few hundred thousand people. On top of that, you also have the Youth Liberation Front, which is a loose connection, as we'll talk about later, actually a very organized connection of individuals, particularly targeting teenagers. This is to bring minors into this, because everyone knows that 17-year-olds make really good decisions. That's what the left said. That's why they loved what happened in Kenosha so much, right? They're really into 17-year-olds being armed out in public. Just take it from them. They have their own organization to get a giant group of anti-Kyles together every single weekend to smash, bash, and break. Ooh. Anyway, Youth Liberation Front is tied there, 37 and 39,000. Absolutely incredible. But guys, if I can get a drum roll, we have another group that has smashed all of the fash, but also the anti-fash. New York City Antifa comes in first place. Congratulations. We're getting another little streamers coming up here with 61.1 thousand individuals that follow this. That's obviously in correlation and adjacent to their actual population density. Now, some of you might be saying, okay, Elijah, this does not help us. These are just groups on Twitter. These could be troll groups. These could be any type of group. Well, the truth is that they actually are real organizational groups. They directly call people to action. They are built as a meeting hub to instigate not only violence, rioting, and looting, but also just daily protests. It's important to realize that these groups are not hiding in the shadows. They're out in the open, which means that journalists being unable to find these groups are just lazy people. But you might be saying, well, how do we prove that these are run by actual organizations? Who's organizing these events? Well, I sat down with one of the lead organizers of DC Antifa, who's facing federal criminal charges for trying to bring down the Andrew Jackson statue in Lafayette Park. Believe it or not, they have actual organizers of these groups, Jason Charter, who said these great words when I somehow got him to agree to do a podcast with me after I met with him at CPAC. Also to remind you that the leader of DCA, the Antifa, was able to get a press pass for the Conservative Action Committee, but InfoWars was banned. That shows you the state of the establishment conservatives today. Also, Jared Holt, notably of Right Wing Watch, was given press passes as well, but any type of fringe, including Owen Schroyer, was kicked out. Who would have thought? Anyway, here's what he said.
The big July 4th rally, that demand free speech rally, I think you're talking about on July 6th.
Demand free speech rally, yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
Awesome.
I was one of the organizers of All Out DC.
Yeah, I was there.
Awesome.
I was one of the organizers of All Out DC.
Gay!
They also have subcommittee groups that are organized directly into providing not only medical supplies, but as we saw with Riot Ribs, food and supply chains, we have the Antifa Snack Van. These all have Patreons and Cash App and Venmo and ways to give to the groups. But on top of that, you can also see this too. Like, these aren't just random people. Look at how organized this cart is of medical supplies. I mean, these people have really come together, and they have shown us time and time again that they are not just random individuals. They are groups of people that are organized towards a common goal. Now, in my world, I always call that an actual group. Now, I know someone might say that's not really an organization, and I'll get to that in a little bit of how it actually is an organization by their own admission. But I will say that for the media to purposely ignore the fact that these groups are real groups, and for Biden to lie through his chatty little teeth and say, you know, with the four hairs on his head standing up, Antifa's just an idea. Well, you know, Antifa doesn't think of itself as just an idea. So it's weird that you know more than the people who run the groups themselves. It's almost like you must be a part of a party that always knows better than the people themselves.
Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a
FBI director.
This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not malicious. That's what his FBI, his FBI director said.
Well, then you know what? No, we're done.
But then you say, okay, Elijah, you made a point. These are groups of people. But that doesn't show it's an organization. It doesn't show it's a movement. Well, guys, I would like to take you to their own website, the network of Antifa called Torch Network. You'll notice that it has a torch with the three arrows pointing down. And in fact, they are organized specifically about who's a part of their chapters. And they tell you the truth. In fact, this specific place, chapters are autonomous organizing bodies that agree to the 5 points of the Torch Network. They may call themselves whatever they want and can organize the best way they see fit. We work together to confront fascism and oppression. Below are a list of chapters within the Torch Network. Interested in becoming part of Torch, your crew must be vouched for by at least two network chapters and delegates needing two individual vouches. Okay, guys, so they have, these people have delegates. They have groups and organizing bodies. This sounds a lot like an organization more than a movement, right? I mean, it does to me. And if you look at who's a part of these chapters, these are not random people who claim to be Antifa. These aren't just kids who throw, you know, torches. Molotov cocktails. I mean, look, they have Antifa Sacramento that has their own website, their own Twitter and Facebook. Western North Carolina Antifa, same. Rocky Mountain Antifa. Oh, look what's right there. Rose City Antifa. Portland Antifa is a part of their group. Atlanta Anti-Fascist, same thing. All of their listed ways you can find them. Pacific Northwest Anti-Fascist Workers Collective. Antifa Seven Hills. Central Texas Anti-Racist Action, aka Austin. Northern California Anti-Racist Action, NOCARA. And it lists all of their websites, Twitter handles. So what's really interesting here is that we are currently, as the media, denying not only that the groups exist, which I just proved really do exist, not only online, but if you go to my YouTube, you'll see I have years of videos actually chasing these people around the country. But on top of that, the tweet from the Youth Liberation Front actually even admits that their group of teenagers is a collective. It's a group of people across the country. So if these groups admit that they are organized, that there's a form of membership, that there are a way to have delegates, isn't that an organization? Well, you might be saying that's not proof. Fine. Don't make that proof of an organization. I also like to say stupid things that are untrue to push an agenda as well. Just kidding. I actually look for the facts. But on top of this, it's like, okay, fine. These people, they're idiots. They probably aren't that well organized. Okay, fine. But let's look at this idea of a movement. It's also a movement, not an ideology, because they have symbolism and similar behavior. Number one, they have these five tenets. Well, actually, I guess six tenets that tie them all together. Number one, they believe there's no right way to protest, and they believe in vandalism. You've obviously seen issues like this, where Black Bloc Antifa, when I was at a riot in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, just recently, were the first ones to begin destroying a police vehicle.
Hit it again. I just don't want to get hit.
I'm trying to get
that wall. Number two, they absolutely enjoy rioting. This is something that is universally accepted, as riot is an acceptable form of behavior, as we will get to in their ideology. They do not believe universally that there is any wrong way to demonstrate, as you saw in over a 30-day siege of the federal courthouse, of which I broke my leg and had to be off the field for a while. Check out some of this footage if you don't remember. I love this scene from a previous episode of how Antifa works there.
Watching this and you're like, yeah, I am sick of this shit. You're not the only one, because the officers, well, they're humans too, and they can only take so much. It's time to get wrecked.
They also believe in violence. I showed this clip in one of my last episodes. This is Antifa during a protest actually attacking a police officer with a metal bat. They also believe in doxing. I've had to block multiple individuals. I actually have right here. I've mentioned these documents that have been sent to my parents' house from those individuals. I also can't show footage, but they've been doxing and coming up to Andy Ngo's house. I don't want to give away where he lives. It doesn't require a lot to also watch footage of them consistently going into neighborhoods and people's houses. I've been documenting the increase of attacking on private property, but they also attack the press. Look at this footage, I mean, this image from Ford Fisher, an independent journalist in DC, where he was given a glowing wristband because Antifa even has this fear of the press. And so they find ways to identify legitimate press. This is a group that has similar behavior. This is an organized group of people who share the same values. It's not just a random ideology of anarchism and Marxist anarcho-capitalism or whatever weird shit they think up every single day to try to describe themselves. This is a group with shared tenets. They're vandals, they're rioters, they're violent, they dox, and they attack the press, and they try to find a way to attack anybody who exposes their crimes, which is why I have to let you know that we are always on the realm of being deplatformed, of being removed, because YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they do not like the fact that I share the truth. They do not like the fact that I expose the crime, because many people at Big Tech are Antifa sympathetic or Antifa adjacent. And that's why, guys, it's more important than ever to support this show directly at blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. There's no easier way to just directly show your support against Antifa, against terrorist groups, against radically dangerous organizations like BLM than to support the journalists, than to support the shows that are actually exposing their violence every single day, putting my life on the line, like my friends, many people you know that I largely respect. Go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. Use my code in the description and please support the show. If we ever get deplatformed, our content will remain live there. Even the episodes that have been deleted or removed by YouTube, you can find them there still to this day, censorship free. But it's not just the core tenets of the people that show that they are a movement. It's also the fact that they have a common uniform, which we'll talk about, that is Black Bloc. But most importantly, people say, well, none of these mean that these people are really Antifa. This doesn't mean it's a real movement, because anybody can put on black clothes. Anybody can walk outside. Look at goths. Look at the guy from the beginning. Jeez, he looks absolutely disgusting. Really, really, really gross-looking individual. A lot of these Antifa folks are very gross people. They really are, really, really are ugly, and it's very sad. If I was ugly, I might join too. Luckily for you guys, I'm just like not good looking. So it's like, you know, when you're not, you're too good looking to be ugly, but not good looking enough to be good looking. It's called being average. And you're probably in that group with me too, hopefully, because it's, there's a lot of us out there just being an average looking person. It's kind of fun. But you know, what's funny is the left says, well, they're not really a real group. Now, if we look at this picture here of, what they call white supremacists in Charlottesville, right? They have a Confederate flag, they have a Nazi flag, et cetera, et cetera. You go, oh yeah, that's a movement, right? That's a movement of people. Those are white supremacists, they would say, right? Those are, how do we know that? Well, because they're carrying the flags. They're trying to identify themselves as being pro-Confederacy. What's really weird is Antifa also carries flags. You might know some of their flags. They more commonly have the three arrows down flag. That is the most common anti-fascist flag that is out there in terms of general categorization. A lot of people wear this on t-shirts. You also might know this one, the double flag, which is what the media prefers to show. I guess it's more identifiable to the media. It's not more common at these events. It's the black and red flag. You also have the flag separate. You'll see this person with a single color flag. Sometimes they carry the black and red separately, and that's very common in Washington, D.C. specifically. But you also might see something more generic, like an anarchist symbol, which many, many of Antifa are anarchists. Not all Antifa are anarchists, but many of them are. So when you come down to this idea of, number one, we proved it's a group. They have places where they organize. They have membership. Then we realize it also is an organization because they have chapters, they have delegates, and they have ways to organize. But on top of that, it's also not only an organized group, it's an organized series of groups that are part of a greater movement that's more dangerous, that share common behavior, common garb, and also identifiers and flags, which the point of flags are to show people literally, I'm a part of a group. Why would you carry a flag to show anything else than you're a part of a group? It's really important. But you know, let's just give it to Joe Biden. I will end it with this, okay? People say, oh, well, you know, are they an ideology? Yeah, they are an ideology. In fact, we'll just go, I really could show you a lot more on this. I just don't want to waste your guys' time. Some of you guys really like long podcasts, others of you guys don't. I always tell if you've made it this far in the podcast, please click below, leave us a 5-star review. It literally costs you nothing, and I love that. It's a free way to support the show. If you're like, I don't want to buy coffee, fine, I understand. Maybe you're Mormon. I have Mormon viewers that don't drink coffee. Interesting. Maybe you are somebody who doesn't want to sign up at blazetv.com. Maybe you're a college student, or you just don't care. Okay, don't. But if you could go to right now, click below and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And if you don't listen on Apple Podcasts, then go ahead and subscribe on Spotify. It really helps us out a lot. And it's also nice to have these on audio only when you're in wherever you are too. Anyway, let's go to the Torch Network to read what the actual membership looks like. So number one, they say that we disrupt fascist and far-right organizing and activity. Here's the interesting thing is that like they're out there mocking fascists like they're evil, but it's like you're communist. You're part of the same group of like ideas that suck and have killed millions of people. So it's weird when people are part of the same group sort of chastise each other for being worse than the other. It's like you're either in the group or you're out. And they're a part of the group of evil people who have destroyed the world over the last century. But they want to disrupt the other evil group that killed a third of the people their group did. That's weird, but they are true. They also don't rely on the cops or courts to do work for us, they say. So they don't believe in the justice system. It says, this doesn't mean we never go to court, but the cops uphold white supremacy and the status quo. They attack us and everyone who resists oppression. We must rely on ourselves to protect ourselves and to stop the fascists. Sounds like a six-year-old wrote it. Probably was someone with the education of a six-year-old. I wouldn't deny it. But I will say, amidst all of this, they do hate the police. ACAB, all cops are bastards, right? That's what they say. They have number three, we oppose all forms of oppression and exploitation. We intend to do hard work necessary to build a broad and a strong movement of oppressed people centered on the working class against racism, sexism, nativism, anti-Semitism, this is getting very boring, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, and the discrimination against the disabled, the oldest, the youngest, the most oppressed people. We support abortion rights and reproductive freedom. We want a classless, free society. We intend to win. Okay, what the, I don't know what any of that means. What I see it means is they're against everything except for straight white. I mean, they're against only straight white people, and they're for everything else, every other lifestyle. And because of intersectionality, they have no idea what fascism is, and they've somehow been sucked into Joanne Donovan's Harvard class about what this means, which is really important. That number four says we hold ourselves accountable personally and collectively to live up to our ideas and values. And five, we not only support each other within the network, but we also support people outside the network who we believe have similar aims or principles. So yes, Antifa is an ideology. It's a strict set of ideologies. In fact, you'll see something similar as this on many other websites, which you can find listed on their network members. It is also a movement. It's a movement shared together with an ideology that brings together organizations like Youth Liberation Front, or perhaps also the Torch Network, which include real groups of people like Rose City Antifa, New York City Antifa. It goes from the top down, Joe Biden. I had to make this episode. It was a little bit wordy, but it's what I can give you. And I want to remind you guys, as always, thank you guys so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. If you had enjoyed this, remember to support our sponsors, Black Rifle Coffee, in the description below, or sign up at blazetv.com. And lastly, free, you can leave us a 5-star review. Thank you so much again. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing
up. Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of gray.